online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KM FM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Ollie Cole.
Around 300 extra people are now claiming unemployment benefits in Kent. There was a sharp rise in the number signing up to either Job Seekers Allowance or Universal Credit in January, now at around 18,500. Nationally, more than 31.8 million UK adults are now in work, 300,000 more than a year ago. Work and Pensions Secretary and Ashford MP Damian Green told at KMFM one group in particular is boosting numbers.
The number of disabled people getting jobs has gone up markedly by hundreds of thousands over the past year or so. We need to do a lot more to make sure that more of them are helped to get back into work, because most of them do want to work, but we are making progress on that as well.
More at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
Two have been injured after a crash on the Medway City estate. As you've been hearing, the incident involving two vehicles happened at the roundabout between Anthony's Way and the A289 just after 11 this morning. The road's still closed, with police, ambulance crews and firefighters at the scene. It's claimed 19 million people across Britain are on the edge of poverty due to rising living costs. A report from the Joseph Rowntree Foundation has found that's risen by 4 million since 2001. Yesterday, it was announced inflation's risen to its highest level in more than 2.5 years. Donald Hirsch, who worked on the report, is worried the trend will continue.
If Theresa May is really serious about this very great promise of helping this group, you need to think about what happens going ahead when prices do go up. Are people going to just fall further behind?
A woman suffered severe hip injuries after an assault in Canterbury. It happened on the corner of High Street and Guildhall Street on Saturday morning between 3:30. A 20-year-old man from Cardiff's been arrested and released on bail. Police are appealing for witnesses. Meanwhile, investigations are underway after a boy suffered fractures to his face after reportedly being hit by a stone in Romney Marsh. It's said to have happened whilst the victim was walking along Dunes Road in Greatstone with a group of other children at around 6 in the evening on the 23rd of January. Officers are urging anyone who may have seen what happened to contact them. The US president accused his own country's intelligence services of illegally passing information to the media. Donald Trump's been posting messages on Twitter following newspaper reports members of his team had contact with Russian intelligence officials before he won the election. He describes the claims as nonsense, designed to distract from mistakes made by Hillary Clinton's losing team. Former TV star Rolf Harris will be retried in May on 3 sex offence charges and face 1 new count. Last week, a jury found the 86-year-old not guilty of 3 assaults. A man's been jailed for stabbing his girlfriend in the shoulder and thigh at a home in Westmorling. A court heard how Michael Cottington attacked the victim at the property in December. He also hit her with a plastic chair and a saucepan. Police described the aftermath as a scene from a horror film. The 24-year-old from Dorello Avenue in Kings Hill has been sentenced to almost 7 years behind bars. The number of European Union migrants working in the UK has fallen for the first time in 2 years. There were just under 2.25 million EU nationals in Britain between October and December, according to the Office for National Statistics. It's a drop of 19,000 on the previous 3 months. Meanwhile, the UK has been given a final warning by the European Commission over breaches of air pollution limits. London, Birmingham, Leeds and Glasgow are among 16 UK cities mentioned as failing to address persistent offences. The Bank of England says it won't be withdrawing the new £5 note, despite concerns it contains traces of animal fat. Vegans and some religious groups have voiced concerns. And X Factor winner Matt Terry says Sam Smith's written him a song which he reckons is absolutely incredible. Terry missed out on the number one during the festive period, despite Ed Sheeran writing his debut track, When Christmas Comes Around. The title of the new song hasn't been revealed.
KMFM. Sport.
Another disappointing night for the Jills and this Champions League action tonight. Here's Joe.
Well, yes, Gillingham now sit just 4 points above the League One relegation zone. It finished 1-1 at Priestfield last night after a goal in the last minute from Chesterfield. Adrian Pennock's side are now 17th in the table and he's been left feeling frustrated once again.
To concede a goal like we did is just not good enough. And I feel sorry for the fans. They got beyond the boys from the first rift to the last, and they knew what it meant to us. But I felt so sorry for them, to be fair.
We've got full reaction to the game at kentonline.co.uk. Meanwhile, Arsenal need to shake off a recent poor record if they're to make it into the Champions League quarter-finals. They go to Bayern Munich for the first leg of their last 16 tie tonight. Arsene Wenger's side haven't progressed beyond this stage for the last 6 seasons. The Frenchman says he's not interested in that, though.
Let's focus on the future. I think we have just to focus on the performance. We know we play against Bayern, who basically, listening to you, is favourite. So that means we have to be very positive.
Thanks, Joe. That's the latest. Next update's at 2.